Okay, Gary, for our first broadcast of 2024, here we go. 3, 2, 1. You're on the air.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Gary and Kenny Show. I am a McGarry. I forgot who I was. I am a Gary Kroger. No, look, keep it in. Okay. We make mistakes. I'm Gary Kroger in Waterloo, Iowa, flickering as I do, and you are.
Well, I'm the thing you say, you know, we make mistakes. When we're this age and you start to forget your name, it may be a more serious medical condition.
You did 1 week. There was a big chasm between and you are and you had to think of who you were.
Well, it wasn't that I forgot who I was. It was I was trying to come up with somebody clever, a name more clever.
Someone better.
But let's talk about 2024. Okay.
Well, here we're in it. Okay. Happy New Year.
Is this the most anticlimactic thing that happens all the time? We build up after Christmas. It's like New Year's is coming. What are you doing for New Year's? Let's get together. Everybody get to New Year's. And you sit there. And then for hours before the New Year's, there's like bands and music and people celebrating. And then all of a sudden, the big 3, 2, 1, the ball comes down. Everyone goes, yay! Yeah, and you kiss and you hug. And then you go, "Woo! Yeah. Wow. What was that all about?"
right. And then you go to bed and you wake up and New Year's Day is just, I mean, if you watch the bowl games, it's something. But otherwise, everything's closed. It's just a shitty day. And then there's January 2nd, which is a little bit shittier. And the 3rd, which is totally meaningless.
I just find it anticlimactic. It's like nothing changed. It's just a big, okay,
well,
everybody move along.
Even the climactic 31st. And I stayed up this year. Because
you made
my
it to midnight?
Yes, because we went to a concert that I'm on the board of directors. So we went, and it was wonderful. Otherwise, I don't stay up. And then I got home and my kids were here. So I kissed my wife, et cetera, et cetera. But usually, Kenny, I will go to bed at 8 o'clock figuring,
we celebrate because I'm from New York. I use that as an excuse. But once it hits midnight in New York, I celebrate New Year's. So it's 9 o'clock here, so I can
make it to nine o'clock. Yeah. Well, I don't care. I don't make resolutions anymore.
At this point, the problem with every year going by is now another year has been added to my drop down menu.
Right.
I got to go down decades and decades and decades. It's one more step down on the drop down menu.
Well, or it's at the dropout menu. It's 1 year closer to, you know, for most of my life, it's like, it's another year. It's another year. Now
so
I'm
we're 2 minutes into the show and
away.
Already we've gotten to death, Gary. 2 minutes into the show.
It's
going to
happen. I think about it a lot. I think about it a lot. You know, I think about it a lot.
All right,
I don't care. I changed the number on my checkbook and that's it. That's all this means to me. 2024. It's an election year. Plenty to talk about in terms of an election year.
Gary,
Iowa caucus.
Don't tell anybody that you write checks, okay?
I know. But I write like 3 checks because I simply like to have the inventory that I paid it rather than the automatic withdrawal. It's part of a process where I feel like I'm still somebody who takes care of a home. I've got to write the check to Home Depot this month.
Yeah, well, the check has gone the way of everything else. Yeah. So this just seconds before we started the show happened to me. It's kind of a good note. Somebody texted me that I should come over because they're having a party and they want me to taste their blueberry pie.
Well, of course. And who is this?
I don't know. So I wrote back, I think you have the wrong number. And they wrote back.
You have a random text saying, come over for some blueberry pie.
Yeah, a party and a blueberry pie, which sounds great. I should put on a
Which sounds wonderful. Yeah.
So I have to say, you know, so she writes back, I'm sorry that your cell phone number is very similar to my own. Similar to my friend's, which made me remember it. I hope I'm not interrupting your wonderful day. So I just wrote back, no worries. Have a wonderful day as well. She writes back, thank you for your understanding. You are a kind person. If you are in LA, I will invite you to the party and taste my blueberry pie.
Now this sounds a little flirty.
Does it not sound flirty to me?
I think taste my blueberry pie. Well,
I know.
First of all, I think you should go to the blueberry pie party. I think it's worth finding out who this person is. You're not cheating.
No, it's not a matter of cheating. It's a matter of I'm frightened to death. This could be a trap.
Well, what do you suppose this blueberry pie person? We don't know if it's a woman.
I don't know, but I would put this in, and we should have Brad Hall back for this. We should do this as a what would Kenny do?
What would Kenny do?
Yeah.
Well, Kenny's not going to call back.
I'm going to answer her.
Oh, you are? Yeah. Well, Kenny's not going to go to the blueberry pie party. Gary probably would. Not.
What happens Gary if she would. Texts me a hot? If she texts me a picture of herself,
well, then and it's, she's it's hot. Spam. It's a solicitation.
Oh, so you think anytime somebody would send me a pretty picture of themselves, obviously it's a mistake.
Yes, and I blueberry pie. Check out my blueberry pie. Seems like a euphemism for something else.
I don't think
but
so.
But I'd be curious.
In the original text, she wrote me there was nothing sexual about it. She says I'm having a party, and she said Jenny.
Yeah, but what a great way to hook a middle-aged guy, because there's probably some data with your number. Like here's a guy that you know might surf porn or something. Invite him to a party, say that it's a wrong number. Oops, I'm sorry. Come to my party anyway. And the next thing is, hey, I've got some pictures of myself.
So something nice happens. I have an interchange, a polite interchange with somebody.
Yeah.
Right? And now you have made it into this, you know, malicious, terrible, rude thing. Have you not seen the movies about people, kindness, and It's a Wonderful Life and all those things?
I don't
there
watch
is
Walmart
good people.
Channel.
There is good there people good in the people world. She might be a good person.
She might be. Hoping that it's a solicitation for some sort of, you know, pornography.
I think it's an innocent just mistake. Mistake.
Well, find out. I think you owe it to me and to anyone that's watching to find out if this person is legitimate. Maybe it's a lonely little old lady who was having some other, you know, like Aunt B over
I'm
with
gonna
an
have
apple pie.
I'm going to have to report back.
Yeah.
And wouldn't it be great? And wouldn't it be great if she actually watches our show and just like, oh my God, that's me. Oh,
well,
that would
be great.
Be something.
In fact, I'd like you to make up a story and come back with it so that I believe it, because that's I would like to happen.
All right, I generally do.
Kenny.
Yes, sir.
Outside of the fact that I want to talk eventually about the Kennedy assassination, and yes, I'm completely serious about that. What would you like to talk about?
We talked
about your trip last time we got together.
Yeah. No, well, things are good. You know, spent the holidays down in San Diego with my grandchildren.
And forgive me, your grandchildren are all look like pretty girls.
They do not.
And so I've gotten used to the fact that,
No, my grandson, Nico, his long, very dark brown hair.
Yeah, and he's very pretty.
Well, now you're starting to walk. Now I'm not letting you. Now I'm not letting you near 1,000 feet of my grandson.
What if I come with a blueberry pie? Your grandchildren are beautifully featured. They're pretty.
Well,
so I just kind of assume now
when
that
you pay good money, you expect the best.
Yeah,
anyhow, but thank you. But yeah, so that was all good. And then I spent a lot of time. I'm in the Directors Guild, and actually this upcoming Friday, but I don't know when this is going to air. It might have already passed. I have to vote for the best director.
Yeah, it is voting time for all.
Right. So have you screened any movies? Have you watched?
No, I haven't.
Well,
I haven't. I'm about to see Willy Wonka, but I've seen nothing.
Okay.
Nothing.
So
I
have
seen.
Been...
Maestro, I've seen nothing.
Okay. Well, I was hoping we could talk a little bit about it. I don't want to ruin them for you.
Well, no, go ahead and...
Well, I'll tell you this. It's impossible to determine best director from the movie Barbie to the movie Napoleon. How am I going to
determine
what's
the best? I've seen Barbie, and I've seen Napoleon. Yeah, I've seen those.
Okay.
Yeah,
how do you determine which is the best? It's such a completely different skill set. And even Maestro, what he does with Maestro, and what some other other directors do in smaller movies, it's just impossible.
It's a ridiculous competition. It comes back to the basic elements of criticism, which nobody uses, and they are: did the artist in their field realize what they intended to realize. So in other words, you can direct Barbie and be just as great a director if you accomplished the intention as if you did something epic like Napoleon. If he did Napoleon and came up short of the epic elements necessary, then it wasn't great direction, even though it was much harder.
No, I just think it's impossible when you get into art to determine what you're
I think
about.
In terms of best actor, too. It's all ludicrous that it's a competition of best.
I know. Anyhow.
It's ridiculous.
So I did see Maestro, and I did want to talk to you about it, but I was hoping you'd see
it. Go ahead, talk to me about it. I know how it ends. He dies.
No, not in the movie. Holy
shit.
Not
in the
movie. He died? They didn't go. They didn't sell that in the movie.
I know. But I know his story, and I know what, you know, you don't have, he won't ruin it.
Okay.
I know.
It's a great movie. It's a great movie. You can't be anything but impressed with all around the performances. And the directing, which he did remarkable. But what I did, and this maybe was an expectation or whatever, but what I found kind of interesting was, because Leonard Bernstein was somebody who was alive at our time, who was part of kind of our upbringing, we knew of him. I thought his story would be very interesting if they were going to do the story, the career of Leonard Bernstein.
Right.
Because he was amazing. And that's not what this is.
And I read one major criticism that says just that. There are so many things like his relationship to West Side Story and et cetera, that are so interesting, and this wasn't it.
I mean, what a musical genius he was, and the people that influenced him, and the schools that he went to, and his first introduction into Broadway, and then do everything that he did.
That's
and it
the
was
criticism
all about,
that I read.
And it was all about his relationship with his wife, which is so interesting. But to be honest, that could have been a backdrop to the movie, or how gay he was, which again, I didn't think of as any, I didn't think of it as effeminate as Bradley Cooper portrayed him. My memory of Leonard Bernstein was not, you know, Liberace.
Right? No, not at all. And I haven't seen the movie, but in defense of what they did, goes back to what I just said. Did it do what it intended to do? Obviously, they said, we want to tell this relationship story, not the biography of Leonard Bernstein, not his closeted persona or any of that.
Yes.
Or his influences.
Absolutely. I mean,
And it works on the level.
And it works. Absolutely. That's the only thing. I'm just saying, and I've heard Bradley Cooper say that it was a very conscious choice as to what they were going to do in this movie. It was all going to be just about that relationship and, you know, how much they loved each other. And they made that choice. I just found it redundant. I mean, I got it. But, you know, that's just me.
Well,
and it has a lot
to
do with the fact that he was within my lifetime. So I have my own, you know, memories of Leonard Bernstein.
And I remember him from seeing him on television with the impassioned, you know, conducting and just so emotionally involved. Now, Cooper does recreate that, does he not?
Yes.
Like,
I don't know. Yes. Yes. He's obviously a passionate man. He does show his passion. Yeah. But, it is actually after the movie. I don't think we'll belabor this a little bit, but I went on to watch some Leonard Bernstein clip just to remind myself on YouTube. And there are behind-the-scenes clips of him giving instruction to young conductors.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, that would have been an unbelievable... And the actual reality of him talking to these conductors and the way they were heard or sensitive, or the way he taught them, and that they finally got it was like, showed his genius. I mean, he just could hear things musically that were just unbelievable. And he'd walk over to the conductor and he would just, you know, tell them what they're doing wrong. And he'd be like, that should have been in the movie.
Yeah.
Okay, that's my take.
Well, I agree. You know, I mean, I've seen videos of Bernstein just pointing out the magic of Beethoven's Moonlight Sonata, for example. Mm. And that interests me. But that would be the movie that I want to see and not the movie that they wanted to tell. So I try to remove myself. Now, in the same vein, you have Ridley Scott completely making up biography. the historical notes of Napoleon aren't, and that relationship he didn't depict at all in terms of its truth.
Well, some of it, because I'm actually reading the definitive book about Napoleon right now, so some of it is true. Yeah,
Well, yeah, some of them, but certainly the age, the age was significant.
Well, no, but that was true that he did with Josephine.
12 years older.
You know,
Josephine
probably
was
12
movie. Years older.
Yeah, but that was also true that he divorced her because she couldn't have his heir.
Right. Yeah.
That was true.
But I thought that was a real Hollywood choice to have a younger woman, you know, and it was relevant how much older Josephine was.
You should not get your history.
And he didn't shell the pyramids either.
Right, right. So you shouldn't get, it's not a history lesson.
It, like Gladiator isn't really the history of.
Yeah, I mean, there is something to be said for, does a person who's making a historical movie have an obligation to the truth?
I think so. I mean, you also want to fill seats and tell a dramatic story. But I think if you're going to call it Napoleon, you want to have basic elemental story arc and not add things like, you know, spaceships or.
Right, right. But I mean, when you see a movie, you know, where they depict Nixon, they do his story. You know, is it the same? Are they giving you real truths there?
Yeah.
Or any other historical figure?
I believe I heard Frank Langella talk about this. He said, no, you don't. You can imitate what you see on video or on film. Mm-hmm. But he said the purpose of making the movie is for me to find an emotional depth that wasn't necessarily realized. Something, a new piece of Nixon that isn't necessarily biographical truth, but shows a reflection of something human that we hadn't thought of before.
But do people walk out of the movie thinking that they just saw true history, that event really happened?
I think they do. Another case in point is Spielberg's Lincoln. Yeah. Obviously, lots of latitude was drawn, but people walked out going, hey, now I have an understanding of Lincoln. Well, it's fabricated, but at the same time, I think that's why we create art, is to see what you can't otherwise see.
Yeah.
Ooh, this got good.
You know, it did.
I like that, to see what we can't otherwise see. Oh. I think I have a little, you know, quotable moment here.
Oh, you know what? I'll play it back with subtitles. You know what I was actually thinking of doing? I was looking back to figure out what we were going to talk about today. And so I went to my notes.
Oh, you had notes.
I had, you know, like things that just occur to me that I'll just to try to remember that I want to talk about on the podcast. And there's some stuff we just never got to. So this is just kind of... Okay, let me find this one.
And I told you, I want to talk about the Kennedy assassination.
Is it a downer?
Well, nothing's an upper about a man's head being blown off. But
okay, can we save that to the end?
Yeah, yeah, okay. We can save it to the end.
All right, here's something. I was heard, because I have grandchildren, I saw a bunch of kids playing, and you know what they were doing? Cooties.
Oh, like you have cooties?
Yeah. I couldn't believe it.
Cooties, I thought cooties were dead.
I thought cooties was over. Cooties was like the conga roach.
Is that right?
Yeah,
they're playing cooties.
Cooties has survived generation after generation.
I'm surprised cooties has survived woke culture. I would think it is unwoke to play cooties.
I never looked up. Could you look up the etymology of cooties?
If you fill the time as I do that.
Yeah, yeah, because I'm going to go on to something else. Okay.
Okay.
So,
cooties, I remember well. And our thing when I was in second and third grade and first grade, when you had cooties, is the boys would, if you got touched by a girl, you had cooties.
Oh, the girls.
And we'd go around
going,
spray me, as if it would disinfect the cooties. That's what we would say. Oh, my God, Julie touched me, spray me.
That's a variation on the cooties.
Oh, is that a variation? I thought that was authentic.
Yeah, I never heard. I mean, we never had spray. Why? That was, well, you know, my neighborhood was a poor neighborhood. We didn't
have children's term for an imaginary germ said to have infected a person of the opposite sex or someone considered socially undesirable.
It's a venereal disease.
Well, that can be passed. Yes, an infected person of the opposite sex. So when you're touch a person of the opposite sex, you can have cooties. So spray me with a disinfectant for the cooties makes perfect sense to me.
Well,
I think our manifestation of cooties.
I get that, but just that's the meaning of cooties. Do you have a beginning?
Yes, what is the etymology?
Like the first person that had
in the First World War.
Yes.
Perhaps from Malay kutu, which means a parasitic biting insect.
Hmm.
Kutu.
Kutu.
That is
became cooties.
Kutu, yes, denoting a parasitic biting insect. So you have cooties. That's the etymology as this describes it here.
I just
It's
was, I was like,
melee,
wow, I
kutu.
mean, it survived. Okay, here's
All
another
right.
thing that we didn't get to talk about in 2023. We were talking about football, but I was playing football with my grandson, okay? And I was trying to teach him the flea flicker.
The flea flicker.
You know what the
Sure.
flea flicker is?
Of
What's the
course
flea
I know what
flicker?
the flea flicker
Let's
is.
explain to people.
Well, when the flea flicker, the flea flicker is when the quarterback receives the ball,
Right.
passes it a legal pass to an end who
Backward.
then throws it back.
Right. Okay. How do you spell flea flicker?
I assumed it was FLEAFLICKER.
Yes. And if you looked it up, it would be spelled that way. Now,
However,
I'm teaching my grandson the flea flicker. And it comes down to me saying this phrase, Nico, this is the way it works. Okay. First, you flee.
you
And
flick.
then you
You
flicker.
flick.
Okay? You flee, you
Flee,
flick. That's how it
flick.
goes. Which is you run and then you flick
Right?
backward. That's the flea flicker. So shouldn't
Okay.
it be FLEE?
Well,
There's no flea involved. There's
there's no flea.
fleeing,
I
but there's no
always thought
flea.
it was imagining flicking a flea. So you got
That's
rid
what I
of the
thought
ball
too.
like you flick a flea.
I think I look at it a whole new way. I think you flee. On hike, everybody flees, right?
Yeah.
I think it's
Okay.
spelled. I think it's spelled incorrectly.
All right. What
All right.
else
Well,
is in
this
Kenny's notes?
is okay. Well, I wanted to talk about what was your golden age. What was it? If you had to look back in your time and
It's
say.
so funny that you say this. I had coffee with a friend from high school today, and this is what we were talking about. For
I'm
me,
a brilliant. I'm a genius.
you tapped into that. Well, when 66-year-old people get together, they talk about
Yeah,
high school.
yeah.
You know, I look back at high school and I know that there was pain because some girl rejected you and blah, 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 blah. There's all of this drama. But at the same time, every single moment of every day had something, a rehearsal, a practice, a relationship. Is there a
So if
party
you were
this
told
weekend?
you can go back to one few years in your
Yeah.
life, it would be high school.
It, or 68 to 72, somewhere in that late 60s, early 70s. That was my golden age. I
Why?
was,
What was, okay, what did that span, the 68 to 72? That was high
well,
school.
it's, well, for me, high school started in 71.
Right, okay.
So early high school, because I'm becoming an actor, I could paint, I could draw. I didn't have any limitations on what I could do. I didn't even think about it. Oh, I need to draw something. Oh, I did it and I did it well. So I
Mine wouldn't
thought,
be high school. High school was not good for me.
what was yours then?
NYU.
So college.
Yeah, college. That was my golden age, I think. Yeah, that would be it. All right, let's move on. Now that turned
I
out to
find
be a.
that very interesting though, and talk amongst yourselves, viewers. But again, I
Okay.
think this
No
segues
talking.
nicely into my theory of the Kennedy assassination. Now,
Okay,
the
great.
reason I say
That's.
this,
Yes.
Kenneth,
Yes.
it's not a downer, but if you
Okay.
want this show to be sticky,
Sticky.
conspiracy websites, even Rob Reiner has a podcast, you know, about the Kennedy assassination.
I read
And
something
it's
about that.
bounding with theories and things and people of our age who remember it and the questions that we've had this whole time. I'm going to be in Dallas in 2 weeks, and I always go to Dealey Plaza and go to the
You
Texas
do.
Books Depository. Always.
Do they have
Always.
plaques? Do they have plaques and
Oh,
signs?
yes.
Oh, they do.
They have an X on the street exactly where the kill shot happened. And it's
Wow.
still there.
That's kind of weird, isn't
It is weird, but it was such a huge event. Such I always call it the lightning strike of my consciousness, where suddenly I realized I'm alive. I'm 6 years old, and the world is big
it?
and dramatic. You know,
Okay,
it woke up a
you believe,
generation.
so cutting to the chase, you believe in that was a conspiracy or there was a second gun
I
that.
always believed, because I was a little boy wanting the story to be wrapped up, that it was a lone assassin. It was Oswald, I believe, the Warren Report. But there, and I always thought conspiracy theorists, even as I got to college, were just as tinfoil hat people. It's like, oh, it's so easy, but you know, here's what happened, blah, blah, blah. But every time I go there and look at the Zapruder footage and look at the few words that Oswald had an opportunity to say, I'm a patsy and all that stuff, this isn't a real theory. But here's what's weird. And this is, you know, we'll get people will tune into this little part of the show. Everybody there who heard the bullets said they went like this. Bam. 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 Well, if you take an Italian carbine bolt action rifle, the shot between the first and the second is how long it takes to expel the cartridge and reload and take a shot. So how on earth was that bam, bam for the kill shot, which seems to come from in front, possible? So that pretty much says that there was some sort of almost triangulation of shooters there. But I have a theory, because people saw Oswald and the commissary and stuff like that. Maybe he was just the patsy who planted the gun and someone else actually went there and did the shooting. Because if you shot the president, you would want to look as innocent as possible. Well, the guiltiest person is the person who ran out of the building. Just doesn't add up. So here's my maverick thought. If it was the mob, for example, and there was a mobster who's on his deathbed said, yeah, I did the kill shot. You know, it's kind of a guy that
Giancarlo?
Admitted to this.
Was that Giancarlo?
Yeah, whatever.
Oh.
Whatever's there. I have this theory because at the time, and this is what I want Rob Reiner to tune into. Mm-hmm. At the time, Kennedy's popularity wasn't what it became. It was like 50-50. There were billboards or posters all over Dallas saying wanted for treason, Kennedy. There were a lot of people who did not like this guy. I have a feeling that the conspiracy to kill him, let's say it was the mob, thought that they would almost be not embraced. You knew it was going to be tragic, but not what it became. That it would sort of be like, well, a lot of people are great. You know, we move on now. He was kind of a jerk. Didn't like his policies. But to their surprise, instantaneously, the world, Republicans as well, were shocked in horror, in grief. It was the seminal moment. And I think it surprised them to such a degree that they went, oh, shit. Shit, let's get away from this. Let's deny everything. Let's cover every track. Let's kill anybody who knows
anything.
Well,
they probably killed the guy who came up with the idea.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Is they?
I don't think they realized that it would be the moment that defines a century. And when they did, they went, holy fuck, what have we done?
Well, in the famous words of Woody Allen, who once said, that's very interesting, but I'm due back on planet Earth.
I think I've got legs here. I've got legs.
I don't know what to say. You know what? Hopefully one day you'll find closure. That's all I can hope for.
But that's your thing. Well, here's the thing, Kenny. Here's the thing. Is I don't think we will, but although there are files that are still sealed for another 20 years or something, right? But I never thought we'd find the Titanic. I thought solving the Kennedy assassination and finding the Titanic were two impossibilities. And now, Jesus, you and I can go to the Titanic next week if we want. So maybe
not
there
a good
is
idea.
Still
was that the people who got killed in that boat?
Yeah, I'm not. But you can go to the Titanic. We're used to seeing pictures of the Titanic.
And you can go to Dallas. And you can go to Dallas and stand. And you can go to Dallas and stand on the spot where
and to the Kennedy conspiracists out there who want to hear one more thing, and I know they do. When you stand behind the fence at the grassy knoll and you see what people think might have been the kill shot, you go, well, holy crap, of course this is. It's just so obvious. Somebody even scratched into the wood. How can you stand here and not believe that this is where the fatal shot came from?
They wrote that how'd they write that? They etched that with like pen?
They etched that on the fence.
That's like a long sentence. Yeah.
Well,
scratch out on
a little
bench.
More concise than that. But you can't stand here and not think and think that it was a lone gunman. Something like that. Anyway. All right.
Okay. All right.
Talk amongst yourselves.
All right.
What else you got?
This was just one of those things that popped into my head, and I think I was watching a movie or whatever. I think it was a Viking movie, and they were sacrificing virgins.
Well, of course.
And I'm sitting there going, you know, if I was in that crowd and I had to say
virgins.
Sacrificing virgins.
Yeah.
And I had to like have a debate with somebody. How would you tell somebody? Yeah, how would you tell? My question to you or the guest would have been, try to tell me why you think sacrificing the virgin
is
not
a good
idea.
Yeah. Yeah. What? Yeah. What? Why do we want less of them? Why would they be the lamb
Run
to
me the
purge
run this
our
by me,
sins?
Sven. Run this by me again.
Yes.
Why?
Yeah. Could,
Why are we
I'm answering this
thinking
with horns.
this is
You
a
know, I've
cute?
never understood putting virgins into volcanoes and sacrificing, but it
Who
doesn't make
thought of
sense.
that?
It has to be the sacrifice of something pure. That has to be the logic or illogic is
All right. Well,
absolute purity because
I
you're
don't
full
know.
of sin. What's the point of sacrificing you? The gods are
Okay.
going to go, who fucking cares?
I'm just, these are things. Okay, so now let's go into the 17th century. It could be the 18th
Okay,
century.
moving ahead.
You're in the room where they're putting leeches. The doctors are putting leeches on the back of George Washington's back.
Yeah.
And you want to say, hey, doc, what's
Is
the
this?
thinking exactly behind this?
Yeah. Well, it's at also the same time of bloodletting, right? Where the belief was blood was the oil of your system, and if you're sick, get rid of the bad oil. And put in new fresh oil.
Why would anybody think that worked? Yeah, because if you stab somebody and all their blood comes out, they don't jump
Yeah.
up and go, wow, I feel
Wow,
better.
I feel refreshed. Thank you.
Yeah,
This was like
that,
a colonic.
whoo, yeah, that
Yeah.
felt good.
I think, well, you know what, Ken? It's the history of human beings. When we don't have good answers, we make up really shitty ones.
Yeah.
It explains religion.
You're right. Okay,
Leeches.
let's see.
Have you ever had a leech? I have.
I have,
Or
yes,
blood
I have.
suckers? Have you had
Oh,
blood
yes,
suckers in
it's
your scalp?
scary as all hell.
Horrible. And I've had
Yeah.
to like have someone burn them. My father had to take a cigarette. I don't know if he
Yeah,
had to, but that's what
that's
he
right.
did.
That's what you did. I did that. Yeah, and when I was
Yeah.
smoking cigarettes, that was a good time to be a smoker.
Good time to be a smoker is when you
Yeah.
have leeches. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Anyhow, I think that's most of it. Oh, and I was
I think that's most.
no, I know there's this other stuff
I
that I
don't know,
wrote down.
Ken.
I apparently wrote this down. The Druids.
The
I have
Druids.
no idea what I wanted to talk about the
The
Druids.
Druids.
Hey, that's funny. You don't look Druish. That's probably what I
You
wanted
don't
to
look
say.
Druidish.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
Now,
the Druids had some strange ideas with their,
who were the Druids?
sundials and
Who were
what
the
have you.
Druids exactly? What are the Druids?
Well, they were.
There wasn't a country.
No, they were nomadic prehistory peoples
How could somebody be
of
prehistory?
England.
How could you be
You
prehistory?
know, well, a druid is actually a priest, a magician, or a soothsayer in ancient Celtic regions, a member of a present-day group claiming to represent to be derived from this religion, a member of a high-ranking priestly class in ancient Celtic cultures.
Well, they came up with
Druids
a
were
shitty
religious
name. I mean,
leaders.
it just doesn't sound
Yeah,
romantic. Oh, I married a druid. You
right,
know,
exactly.
my husband's a druid.
It would be hard to recruit druids. Would you like to join the druids? It's
Yeah,
not like the Freemasons, right? Well, that's what the druids were.
The Super Bowl, who's your pick to get into the Super Bowl? Hmm.
I don't think anybody can beat the Ravens. If the Ravens stay healthy, Lamar Jackson stays healthy, and there's no reason to believe, you know, they're reasonably healthy now. I think they're unbeatable. I think it could be the 49ers and the Ravens. Even though we saw them play, the
Not the
49ers are going to
Chiefs.
improve.
Not the
No,
Chiefs.
I think the Chiefs aren't in free fall, but they're in. I mean, they could go deep in the playoffs, but I think, but first of all, they're not going to beat the Ravens in the AFC Championship. They're just not.
So here's my, I'm going to call it the Ricky Fowler syndrome.
Okay.
And you don't follow golf, right?
Not really, but I
Well,
know who Ricky
there's a
Fowler
young
is.
golfer that came up, Ricky Fowler, good
I know who he
looking,
is. Yeah.
fantastic player. But then, because he had such, charm, and he was a good looking guy. He was on every TV commercial. No matter what commercial he was on, commercials, he was doing everything except practice.
Yeah.
So, when you watch football, Travis Kelce and Mahomes
Yeah.
are all over the
Over
place.
commercials.
Everything. There's not a commercial
Right.
whether it's getting a vaccination or getting
Right.
insurance or whatever it is. Those two are out there Even the coach, Reed, is in the commercials.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
I've noticed. If you're doing that,
you're not practicing. Right. I used to worry about Aaron Rodgers, and you know, he didn't win another Super Bowl after 2010, but because he was doing all those commercials for this, that, and the other, and for banking, et cetera, that it, of course it has to distract you.
Yeah.
How do you put in the rehearsal time, the practice time that you need, play the games, recover from the injuries, and have several hours every week to shoot a commercial?
No, you don't. That's why I agree that I don't think it's the Chiefs this year. That's for certain.
Well, I don't think it's Chiefs, and I don't think it's the Eagles. I don't think we're going to see a rematch of that one this year. They're still both very good teams. They could still go deep, but I think it's going to be San Francisco, and I think it's going to be the Ravens. I pick the Ravens.
Okay.
I think the Ravens by 7.
I think that's a great bet. Are you actually going to make a bet?
I make gentlemen's bets for $20.
Oh,
I don't.
Do you
I
have betting apps like Win at Legal Year?
We have all that technology here. Well, we have a casino. I can go down there, you know, and
oh, okay. The Indians own it, right?
The Indians own it. The Native Americans own it.
Oh yeah, the Native Americans.
The Meskwaki.
Yeah. Does calling them Indians? That's not correct anymore, right? You should never call them Indians.
You should never call them Indians.
And yet, we have Columbus Day. Right, yeah. We celebrate Columbus,
but there's lots of opposition now to that.
Right. Well, Columbus was an idiot.
Yeah, he was an asshole.
He was just so stupid. He came all this way, saw these people walk out of the forest, and go, "Hey, we're in India."
Exploited them. Yeah,
we're in India.
Right.
What a jerk!
No, you're not. Well, but no. Louis C.K. does this. Come on, you're Indians. No, we're really not.
Okay.
Well, we're still gonna call you Indians.
I know. It was like the stupidest thing, and yet we taught it in school. It stuck as history.
Cowboys and Indians. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
Even Marlon Brando talked about the Indians because that was the appropriate term. It's all that we understood to call them.
Do more Marlon.
I swear on the souls of my grandchildren, I will never be the one to break the peace.
Wow,
but
that's
some
good.
Unlucky accident should have befall my son, who was brought up on false charges, and I have to bring. I'm making shit up now, but you know, I've been doing this for a long time.
Wow, bravo!
But you know what?
I think
the face right too.
I would like you to bring more of your skills.
One more skill.
Okay.
No, it's not a skill. I want to go back to my Green Bay Packers because you opened that.
As long as you're not going back to Kennedy.
I'm not going back to Kennedy. Although I'm telling you, this will get traction from Kennedy O'Field.
From nutcases.
From Rob Reiner.
You know what? We'll take nutcases.
My Packers could make noise. They still have to beat the Bears to even get into the playoffs, but essentially they're playing.
What's his name? Justin Love?
Jordan Love. And he is proving himself to be what the naysayer said, he's not Aaron Rodgers. But he's more of a team player. He spreads the ball around. He's got a young fleet of receivers. Awesome line. If their defense has figured some shit out, and they have the youngest first-round draft pick defense in the NFL, so when they come to fruition, they're going to be awesome. If that happens at the end of this year, they could still go a ways in the playoffs. My Green Bay Packers.
That's all I want to say. Thank you.
Okay. All right.
Well, I'm just checking to see if I got another message from the blueberry pie.
Yeah.
Girl.
If you did, that would be a nice way to end.
Yeah.
Why don't you do me a favor?
Yes.
Write to her right now on air. Okay. Write to her right now and say, hey, I'd love to know more about your party.
I'm just going to write.
Hey, right. What are you wearing now?
I am in L.A. How's that for a comeback?
That's great. Now ask her what she's wearing and say, hey, if you'd like some pictures of me, I'm game.
And watch, it'll autocorrect to gay.
If only.
That autocorrecting is killer.
All right, yeah. Kenneth, thank you for your time. I hope to speak to you again soon. Thank you all for your viewership, your listenership. We're on all the popular podcasts. We're on DBTV, streaming television. We have a YouTube channel, Gary and Kenny Show. Give us a thumbs up. We'd love it if you supported us that way. Until next time, see y'all later.
Bye-bye.